Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your love. Father, your love towards us. We just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our friends. Thank you, God. Father, we give you praise. We honor you and we glorify your name this morning. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. You may be sitting. Thank you, music team. Yes, thank you. Sunday school or children's church. Where's all the kids? Wave to me. Are you excited? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for our children. We thank you, Lord, for their gift to us, Father. Their good gift unto us and their gift from you. And we thank you for their lives. For we thank you that, Lord, your spirit will transform them. Your spirit will lead them. Your spirit will guide them. Father, and I pray and bring their service upstairs, Lord, before your throne of grace. Thank you, Father. Speak to them, inspire them, Lord, and we give them, Lord, give you all the glory and praise, and we thank you that they will become future leaders of this church, future leaders of this community, future leaders of God in families. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, everybody. Looks like you're all here to receive something from God this morning. Hallelujah. I know I have been receiving and I've been studying and I've been presenting the principles of discipline, which has really been doing some work in people's lives, which is really good to hear because it's not coming from me, it's coming from God. When we receive the word of God, knowing that it's coming from Him, it makes a lot of difference in our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. And so it's been a wonderful journey studying disciplines and understanding disciplines, but not only that, but applying disciplines, applying it into our lives so that it truly becomes wisdom. It truly becomes us walking in wisdom before God. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, I want to welcome all the visitors. If you're visiting us this morning, we want to say thank you and welcome. Give us a wave. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. There's a few visitors in the house. Feel free to be part of whatever is happening here. We're a little bit crazy at times, but because we understand the kingdom principles and the kingdom of God, it's just joy. Joy inside of us. There's no way to express the joy of God except to do something, whether it's climbing a pole or jumping off the stage or dancing some crazy dances and doing that's just joy coming out of us, amen? I don't know how people can dance inside. I don't know. Dancing inside, what is that? I've never, you can't dance inside. You gotta bring it out. You gotta bring it up. You can't weep inside, you gotta weep outside. It's gotta come out. Hallelujah. Amen? We'll pray for you after Pastor Joe. Hallelujah. Anyway, you brought your Bibles? Ooh, powerful. Thank you, Lord. Well, we've been on a series of discipline, inward disciplines. This morning I want to talk about an outward discipline. And it's a wonderful discipline that we must also apply into our lives. It's very important for us. Why we must talk about this is very important because it's one of the failures of Christians or so-called Christians who understand kingdom. Hallelujah. And it's called the spirit of submission. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Pastor, we've been waiting to hear that. I've just been waiting to hear that. And now you're going to talk about it this morning. Hallelujah. Submission. Why we must submit and the blessings that come from submitting. Hallelujah. We must understand one thing, and that is the kingdom of God is built on principles of authority. We must always understand. I've been talking about principles, and I've always said principles don't change for nobody. Principles don't respect nobody. We have to respect principles. We have to obey principles. Some of you are going to be upset. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to be mad. Some of you are going to be glad. Some of you are going to be sad. Some of you are going to be mad, glad, and sad all at the same time. But it's beneficial for you that we must receive this kind of teachings. We must receive this kind of word that is going to impart, be imparted in our lives, that it comes out transforming our lives. Hallelujah. You know, we want to focus on other great things about God, but we forget one of the greatest acts of God is submission. Hallelujah. So you're going to be mad, glad, and sad, but the word of God is beneficial. Amen? If you are having difficulties in your life in the area of submitting, today you're going to be released. You're going to be set free, totally transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit in the area of submitting. Hallelujah. When you learn to walk in the principles of submission, there is an amazing freedom that comes with it. Do you know that? There is a freedom that comes from submitting, whether it's to each other, or whether it's to authorities, or whether it's to the church, or whether whatever it is, submission brings freedom. Hallelujah. Let me just remind you again that all of you wonderful kingdom-minded people, that this book is not a religious book. This is a book of instructions. It's a manual of your life. It is a constitution to a country called heaven, which you and I are citizens of. Amen? That is why it is called the law of God. The Bible is not a religious doctrine, nor a religious document. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. The Bible is the constitution of a country called heaven, of which you and I are citizens. Hallelujah. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. It is about relationship with the Creator God. That's really what it is. Relationship with each other and relationship with the Creator God. This is your instructions. I love the story of instructions. We had a good drive up to the markets yesterday, and one of my sisters said, you know, I was driving my car, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with this light. There was a light coming on, and I rang up my husband and goes, do you know what's wrong with this thing? And she is trying to tell me something, and I can't even figure anything out, until I said, oh, I need to go to the instruction manual of this car to find out what it says. Sure enough, opens it up to the page where it says, if that light comes on, press this button. But the light goes off. He says, I got it. I don't have to listen to you anymore. I'll just go back to the instructions. Hallelujah. My friends, this is your instructions. This is about you. Bible is about you. Talks about you. I want to remind you again that your greatest enemy is not the devil, but religion and ignorance. Walking in ignorance is your greatest enemy, and religion is your greatest enemy. Religion came against Jesus so much. You'd understand that Jesus never said woe, or he never woed sinners. He always woed religious leaders and people who claim to understand the kingdom of God and misrepresent God. Hallelujah. Religion was the greatest enemy that came against Jesus, and it will come against you, my friends. And it's going to come against you whether you like it or not. But you need to prepare yourself. That's why understanding the principles of God and applying principles into your life will protect you from religion. Hallelujah. It's not the devil. The Bible says, my people perish not because of the devil, but because of what? Ignorance. Living in ignorance is your greatest enemy. So I want you to understand this. Walk in wisdom. Yes, last week we talked about obedience to the word of God. Today we are talking about submission. Hallelujah. The church must never come to a place of preaching compromised messages to make people feel really good about themselves. Hallelujah. The word of God must free you. When the word of God comes, there has to be freedom inside your life. By the way, this is just my introduction. I have not started preaching yet. Hallelujah. But that's free. You can receive that too. The word of God must free people. Freedom must come and bondage must go. Hallelujah. And so the conclusion to this whole introduction is this, that the Bible is about a king and a kingdom, and a kingdom that was lost, a kingdom that has come, and a kingdom that is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. And you and I are people of that kingdom. Jesus came and he said, repent. Repent doesn't mean coming here and shedding a few crocodile tears and then going back and living in sin. Repent is turning yourself around, focusing on the kingdom. Kingdom doesn't think like how you used to think. It's a totally different way of thinking now, Jesus said. Repent, turn around. Let's think differently now, because the kingdom is where? Here. I am here. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. The kingdom of God is not a democracy. Hallelujah. If you understand this, it will change your life forever. It changed mine. And I'm set free from people and set free from religion. Religion doesn't affect me. Nobody, no religious people will affect me. Why? Because I understand kingdom. I understand that I serve a king and not a president of a country. Hallelujah. So don't you go making Jesus a president. He is a king of all kings. Hallelujah. And when a king makes a decree, a law, you don't go having board meetings about it and try to change it. You cannot change the kingdom laws in the kingdom. You can do it in democracy. You can vote people in and out, but you cannot vote the king in and out. And you cannot change his decree. Hallelujah. Come on, church. We got to understand we live in the kingdom. This is not about Christianity. Christianity doesn't represent God anymore. There is people misrepresenting God out there. Preaching messages to keep people so that they can control them. You are free to walk in and out of this door anytime you want. Nobody can control you. But I want you to walk in to receive something. That when you walk out there, you're a change. You're ready to change people around you. You're a world changer. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, the king's word is law. You cannot vote against it or change it. The king makes the decree of the law. In a democracy, you can vote or change laws. You don't just pick and choose which principle suits you. Hallelujah. Most of us do that. We pick something that's really good for us. Praise the Lord. That's my word today. And forget everything else that the Bible says. Hallelujah. So stop treating Jesus like the president of a country. He is not. He is the king of all kings. He is the king of a kingdom called heaven, which you and I are citizens of it. Hallelujah. That's my introduction to my message today. And if you get that, then you will understand submission. Hallelujah. You will understand obedience. You will understand righteousness. Hallelujah. So we must not misrepresent him. That is why I have been talking about disciplines. We've talked about inward disciplines, prayer, fasting, meditation, studying the word. Those are inward disciplines. Obedience, those are outward disciplines. Submission, outward disciplines. These are disciplines that will keep you in a place where God is going to transform you and change you and speak to you. His voice becomes so clear to you every time. Hallelujah. In the last two Sundays, I've been talking about the principles of walking in discipline. All these disciplines that I've been talking about must bring you what? Freedom. It must bring you one thing and one thing only, freedom. You must be set free from everything that's holding you in bondage to be able to walk in the principles of God. Hallelujah. Take a deep breath. Oh. The discipline must produce a greater good in you. It must achieve one thing, and that is to bring you closer to God, to set you before God so that he can transform you. I keep repeating that, and I keep repeating that, and I keep repeating that. All these disciplines I've been bringing since last year on prayer, fasting. Papa Joe's been preaching on fasting. We've been talking about walking in righteousness. Why are we doing that? God is cleaning up his church. God wants the church to be cleaned up. God wants the church to walk in righteousness, to truly represent him as kingdom people, not Christians. Hallelujah. You may ask, what freedom do I receive from having discipline in the spirit of submission? You ready? Hallelujah. The freedom that comes from walking in submission is the ability to lay down the terrible burden of always needing to get your own way. Somebody high five somebody now. High five themselves. That's my word today. That's my word today. Hallelujah. The ability to say everything has to be my way and nobody else's way. Hallelujah. The obsession of demanding that things go the way we want them to go. Oh, high five somebody right now. Boom. Boom. Side slapping. That's my word today. He's talking to me today. Hallelujah. I received that today. That's the freedom, my friends. The obsession to demand that things go your way, the way we want them to go. It's my way or the highway. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Hallelujah. This is the bondage that binds people up. Oh, I should be hearing high fives going on right now. Amen, Pastor. That's me. That's me. Hallelujah. I'm talking to kingdom people this morning. People will spend weeks and months, even years, in absolute shoe because somebody said something or something didn't go their own way, and they get even get stomach ulcer from it. They have sleepless nights over it. Hallelujah. They will fast and fume, and they will get mad about it. They will act as if their life hangs on that particular situation. They may even get stomach ulcer over it, pneumonia over it. They get sick, stressed out because of a simple little thing. These things happen because people still do not have the freedom to give in to each other. We have not understand submitting to each other. We have not understand giving in to each other. Hallelujah. We call ourselves Christian. I like to pray. I like to fast. I like to be in the worship team and sing in the choir and play. We can't even submit to each other. Even to the authorities or even to the pastors. Hallelujah. Only in submission are we able to bring this spirit to a place where it no longer controls us. We must understand that, church, this morning. That discipline clearly enables us to distinguish, church, between real, genuine issues or your stiff-necked, solid attitude of, no, it's got to be my way. Your stubborn self-will. No, it's my way. If I'm going to get it that way, then I don't want to be in here anymore. I don't want to be in this church anymore because people don't... Yeah, church. Shut up. Listen to yourself. Be quiet and listen to what God is saying. Hallelujah. Sometimes you talk and God can't even speak to you because you keep talking. Jesus made a powerful statement. Here's the word. And you know that when the king speaks, it becomes law. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. He said, if any man would come after me and let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. Powerful statement. Self-denial is the simple way of coming to understanding that we have not to have our own way. You don't lose your identity from denying yourself. You don't lose your self-worth from denying yourself. You don't lose none of that. You gain something in Jesus. You gain your identity. You know who you are in Christ Jesus when you're a person that walks in submission, denying yourself, taking his cross, and following him. Hallelujah. You don't lose your identity or self-worth from denying yourself. In fact, you find your true identity in Christ when you deny yourself. Try that sometimes, my friends. Deny yourself sometimes. And think about others. Submit to some other people and see what God is going to do to your life. Jesus, Peter, Paul never lost their identity or self-worth from self-denial. You don't lose value from denying yourself. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, you gain more. You gain authority. When you have authority, then power is manifested with the authority that you have. Only comes from submitting under authority. Hallelujah. Jesus showed us one thing, and that is when you walk in obedience and submission, you place yourself in the area where God can truly utilize and use you. People want to go and change humanity, yet they cannot change themselves. Everybody wants to change humanity. Nobody wants to change themselves. It's hard. They want to do something, but they can't submit under authority. That's the church's problem. These are the problems that are happening in churches to this very day. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. This is really important for us to understand. Verse 8 says, and being found in appearance as a man. That paragraph right there cancels out all your excuses. Every excuses that you've been using to justify yourself, that paragraph just destroyed that this morning. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Hallelujah. The reason why people use excuses like that is because they never have put them or attempted to put themselves in a place of denying themselves. Jesus never did that as God. Jesus never denied himself as God. He denied himself as a human. Like you and me. All of us said, oh, he's God, he can do that. No, he didn't. When he was walking on this earth, he was walking like a man. Hallelujah. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Verse 10, that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. That comes when you submit under your authority, denying yourself, then authority comes. We run after power. We can't submit under authority. Everybody wants power. Power this, power that. Power is your gift. God has already given you a gift. That's power. But to operate that power in a proper authority, you need to submit it under authority. Proper authority. Hallelujah. Jesus understand that. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was as human as you and I. His humanness even questioned God. He didn't question God like a God or a son of God. He questioned God like just you and I. He says, Father, is there another way? Hallelujah. He said, Father, is there another way? Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. My Father, he says, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, not my will, but your will. That's submission right there. That is submission. He questioned God not only once, but three times. He goes back into the garden. Is there another way? Is there another way? God says, there's no other way. The only way is through that cross. And you're going to submit to that cross. Hallelujah. And then he said himself, he said, not my will, but your will be done. That's the most amazing, powerful act of submission ever. You and I are sitting here receiving the gift of salvation, saved, transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the blood of Jesus. Why? Because he submitted to it. And he didn't do it like God. He did it like you and I. Submission. Obedience. Hallelujah. He asked his Father once, not once, but three times. And every time the answer was, not my will, but your will be done. That was the greatest act of submission, my friends. God says there is no other way but through that cross, my son. Through that cross. And sometimes God will say, there is no other way. The only way is for you to submit. Who is your pastor? Find him and submit under him. Who is the church? Submit under them. You want to go and preach the gospel? Submit under authority. Hallelujah. You want to serve in the ministry? Submit. Learn to submit. Because that brings freedom into your life. Freedom comes from obedience and submission. Hallelujah. Not just to God, but to each other. We love to submit to God. We can't even submit to each other. And that's a problem, my friends. That's why we don't grow. That's why the church is split up. That's why the church doesn't do anything or go before God and achieve everything that God has called it to do, because people are living in bitterness and unsubmissive spirit. Not in this church and not on my watch. Hallelujah. If we have to raise leaders, then we must raise leaders that understand principles. Hallelujah. I said last week, many of us want to go out and change the humanity, but we are not prepared to change ourselves by putting ourselves in places of discipline. And that's one of the disciplines. It's the outward discipline of submission. Yes, we love to say, we love to pray, we love to fast. We can do all that stuff. Oh, I prayed, I fasted, I meditated on the Word, I studied the Word. Really, did you study submission? Study that one. That'll transform you. Hallelujah. But we can submit. Submission to God and to each other. We love to submit to God, but we fail to submit to one another. The cross life is the life of what? Voluntary submission. I volunteer to submit. That's really what you should be saying. Pastor, I want to volunteer submit. I want to submit under you. I want to submit under this ministry. I want to submit under this leadership. Submission brings Discipline. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Mark chapter 8, verse 34, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be what? Last of all and servant of all. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. He just says it. And we can't even argue about that. We can say, oh no, we're going to move that. No, 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 no. He says, no, no, no. If you want to be first, then you're going to serve. Learn to serve. Hallelujah. When we come to a place of submission, we recognize the legitimacy, the legitimate authority of others over us. You recognize there's an authority over you that you need to submit. It's very simple. Just humble yourself and submit. Hallelujah. It's nothing more than understanding that no man is an island. Nobody is an island. There is no rainbows in the kingdom of God, my friends. Hollywood wants to tell you that you can go and do everything by your own self with your own machine gun and bombs and everything. The kingdom of God is not about being rainbows. There is no rainbows in the kingdom of God. No man is an island, please. Listen to me. Life in the community called church family is our rightful home. Somebody say amen to that. Relationship with each other as human beings is our what? Inheritance. Somebody say amen to that. You grow when you come and submit under each other. Learn to live together. Learn to live in unity. You cannot isolate yourself from church. You cannot have a problem and say, oh, I'm not going to church today. But the moment you start to make decisions like this, it becomes easy for you to say that. It's now become your own discipline to say, I don't feel like going to church today. That's your discipline now. You've disciplined yourself to say no. And the enemy, the devil loves that. He said, good, I'm going to put this guy in a place where he lives in ignorance. And I got him. I don't have to try and do anything to him. I just have to make him feel like he's going to live in ignorance. Hallelujah. I hear people say this. Let me just drink my water first because this is going to really hit you full on. Excuse me. That's how you do it. I hear people in church, Christians, oh, I only submit to God. I understand that. I get that. But you forget that God established proper order, proper authority, physical and spiritual authority on the local church. Nothing operates without the local church. God operates his power and authority through the local church. Understand this today. Not through rainbows. Not through unauthorized people. Through the local church. And if you're a pastor here today, you'll say amen to that, son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spiritual authority on the local church. Why? It's very simple. You want to hear that? It has to be what? There has to be transparency and accountability. The church makes sure that you preach the right gospel. The church makes sure that you don't go preach heresy. The local church makes sure that you don't operate under no other people's authority, but the authority of the kingdom of God, preaching the right messages in the Bible. Hallelujah. It is not for anybody's sake, but for your sake. And it doesn't apply just to pastors and leaders, just apply to every normal mom and dad sitting here in this room today. Students, submit yourself. Hallelujah. People say, oh, I'd only submit to God. Really? I don't really care how gifted you are, how powerful you preach the gospel, how amazing you are in your ministries. Your gift is your power. But with the power without the proper authority, and it doesn't operate properly in the kingdom of God. Because we start to misuse power. And when you start doing that, it becomes what? Controlling. And you start to control people. And you do it because you have a gift to do that. But you have no what? No authority. When you understand those things like that, it transforms your mind totally. Hallelujah. That is why I've registered this church under the Southern Cross Association of Churches. Why? Because we need to have accountability. When Pastor Bill planted this church, it was not under any other denomination. It was a marketplace church. And so Southern Cross Association of Churches don't control us. They look after all our legal things. Our ordination is recognized. Our marriage certificates are recognized. If you do anything like this, it's recognized. Because there's proper authorities overseeing, making sure everything is okay. That's the church. What about you and I? As Christians, as kingdom people to each other. Hallelujah. The church is in good hands. Why? Somebody is watching over it, making sure we're doing the right thing, following the laws of the country. Hallelujah. That applies to your own life as well, my friends. Christians who have not truly understand this principle will never realize the joy and the freedom of submission. They will always refuse to submit to each other. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 17 says, I have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this to that so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. When you're a person that walk in submission, my job becomes really easy. My job as a pastor looking over you and watching over you becomes easy. Your leader's job in the ministry has become easy. Why? You're a person that submits. Your heart is easy to obey. It's soft and pliable, ready to change anytime by the power of the Word of God. Amen? Life becomes easy when we start to walk in obedience and in submission. Oh, I pray. Oh, I fast. Yes, that's your inward submission. But what about the outward submission that works for the body of Christ or the local church? Hallelujah. There is no such thing as Rambos in the kingdom, but my friends, when you understand that, you'll be a powerful person in the kingdom. That is why you submit under the local church and under the pastor, spiritual fathers, and to each other. Learn to serve people. Serve under people before you expect people to serve with you. What you sow, you shall reap. Both Apostle Paul and Peter understood the principles of submitting under authority. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, he says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Hallelujah. Not just God, but the brotherhood and each other. All men. Man meaning what? The spirit that lives inside of you. God is not gender biased. When he talks about men, he's addressing your spirit, which is both men and women. Hallelujah. Submission is a powerful discipline, and Jesus not only teaches that, but he lived it. Paul puts it simply in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. He says, submit to one another, what? Out of reverence for Christ. Because you honor Christ, because you have reverence for God, because you understand He's the King of all kings, He's your Lord and Savior, then you can submit to each other. Out of reverence for Christ. Hallelujah. When you have truly come to the place of self-denial, my friends, then you will truly understand and be able to walk in the spirit of true submission. Hallelujah. Obedience, submission, all coming together. Working together. Last week I spoke about obedience. Today, submission. Put them together. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Jesus said, Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority on earth has been given to me. He never said power. He said all authority. Jesus never addressed power. He always addressed authority because he understood authority. I'm just going to talk about the authority, then I'll close. The devil will always try to use power to intimidate you. Remember the story of Moses? Moses walked in to see Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, with a little stick, don't forget, and says, Pharaoh, God told me to tell you to release my people, to let them go. Pharaoh says, who's your God? Moses said, let me show you. And the stick turns into a snake. Pharaoh said, really? Bring my boys. Throw your sticks down there too. They threw their sticks down and he turned into snake. God, devil doesn't worry about your power. but he understands authority. He submits an authority. Keep that in mind. That if you receive something today, receive this. Devil doesn't worry about your power, but he worries about the authority that you're under. Hallelujah. What happened? Moses' snake swallowed up Pharaoh's man's snake. Authority will eat powerful lunch, my friends. Your authority is more powerful than power. Understand that today, this morning. And it comes from what? Submitting. Submission brings all that. Moses said, let me show you. And did everything that God asked him to do. But God was showing him something. Devil forget that Moses didn't just come in power. He came with authority. There was an authority from the Most High God that said, go and tell this man to release my people today. When you pray for somebody, you don't pray what with power. You pray understanding the authority that you stand on. Jesus said, I have given you what? All authority. Everything that you carry, everything that heaven backs up, the full heaven, the fullness of God, the God that lives inside and dwells inside of you. So when you speak with authority, heaven is behind you. Hallelujah. If you're going to take something today, that's what I'm trying to bring to you today. Because then you will learn how to submit properly under authority. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and on scorpions and to overcome what? All power. Every power that the enemy tries to throw against you cannot come against the authority that you carry in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When you understand submitting under authority and walking in authority, you are in the right place, my friends. You become dangerous for God because power has been abused. You can go out there and misuse power, but you cannot go against the authority of God. Your power is your gift. Everything that God gives you. The calling of God is irrevocable in your life. God doesn't give you something and take it back. That's your gift. That's your power. But you need to get this power and submit it under the authority of God and the local church and each other. And then it starts to function properly. Hallelujah. And the devil understands that. When the devil sees a Christian that walks in obedience and submission under authority, he's fearful of you. Why? Because you've got the fullness of God and heaven behind you. When you speak, you don't speak from yourself. You speak representing the God of creation. Hallelujah. That's why you are a citizen of a country and this is your authority, your constitution. Hallelujah. A person that submits under authority is a dangerous person to the kingdom of devil. Hallelujah. Jesus marveled. Let me just finish with this. Jesus marveled at the faith of the Roman centurion, not because he was highly religious and studied the Bible and understand faith. He marveled. The Bible says he marveled not at the Jew or a Christian or a born-again Christian. He marveled at this pagan Roman soldier, battle-hardened captain of the Roman centurion. He marveled at this man. Why? Because he understood authority. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When I understand that, that transformed my life forever. Matthew chapter 8, verse 7 to 10. We start there. Remember, the centurion's servant was sick. But the amazing thing was Jesus never met this man. Jesus spoke to this man through messengers. He sent his servant to see Jesus. Jesus sent them back to tell him, and then he sends them back to Jesus. Jesus never entered the man's house. Jesus never met the man. That's why he marveled. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The servant goes back. He asked if he could come into your house and heal your servant. And this is what the centurion says. He says, the centurion replied and said, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. And then he says, for I myself am a man under authority. Right there, my friends. He says, I am a man under authority. He says, I represent Caesar. Caesar doesn't live in Judea. I live in Judea. But when I speak, they don't listen to me. They don't see me. They don't hear me. They hear Caesar. Why? Because I operate under the authority of Caesar. Hallelujah. He understood that. He says, go tell your Lord that I've seen his miracles. I've watched him. I've been watching him. I've been coming to his crusades and watching him preach and doing all that miracle. And I know that there's a power that comes from more higher than my power, he says. I'm just paraphrasing for you today. He understood that. Jesus, he said that you're not worthy to, he's not worthy for you to come under his house. Jesus said, wow. Who is this man again? Oh, he's a Roman centurion. He's the boss of this place. He represents Caesar and the army of Caesar. When he speaks, people hear Caesar. They don't hear Roman centurion. When you speak, they don't hear you. They hear God. Amen. Hallelujah. They hear the authority that comes from you. Amen. That's the authority I'm talking about. But that comes from submitting properly under spiritual fathers, working under them until you're ready to go out and minister. And they still watch over you because accountability and transparency is important in the kingdom of God. You don't go misrepresenting God when you're not ready. When you're not a person that submits under authority, please do not go and preach the gospel. Please don't. Because you're going to mess it up. I said before, God is looking for changed people, truly changed people that understands principles, walking under the authority. Hallelujah. Oh, that is so powerful if you understand it today. When Jesus had this, he was amazed, Bible says, and he said to those following him, truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Not only faith, he didn't just have faith. This man understood authority. He was not a Christian. He knows nothing about faith. But he saw Jesus. He said, this man speaks. And something, miracles happen. There's an authority that's higher than Caesar's authority. And I'm a military man, and I understand that. Military people understand submission. Hallelujah. When we submit under the authority of God, then when you speak, people don't hear you. They hear God speaking. There are a lot of gung-ho preachers out there starting up ministries but not covered by authority. Not submitted under proper authority. And don't. My advice to you is do not pursue power, but pursue authority. Because power comes with that. Real power of God operates under his authority, not yours. Hallelujah. That's the kingdom mindset, my friends. The devil loves for you to leave authority. Once he got you isolated, working on your own with no covering, he's got you. Because there's nobody watching over you to look after integrity. Hallelujah. Power, let me just explain power to you. Power is what? Energy or force or enablement to use your gift. Once you get that, that's power. Bible says God has given man what? Power to gain wealth. There's a power in you. Ideas and knowledge, you don't follow after money, you go after ideas. When you give ideas, money follows you. That's why he said, don't follow after those things. Seek my kingdom first and my righteousness. And then everything else will follow you. Hallelujah. Because you are anointed does not mean that you are illegal. There's a lot of anointed people preaching around the place with no legality at all. Homosexual preachers. Come on. Yeah. Ordaining gay preachers. There's no authority there, right there. Pastors living in adultery. Still preaching on this pulpit or whatever pulpit that is. And you stay in the church. Amen, 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 hallelujah. And he lives in sin. Yeah. Pastors misappropriating church money. Still preaching. With anointing, but no authority. People get saved and healed. Hallelujah. It's in the Bible. Soul. And you high-fiving each other and say, praise the Lord, Pastor. Amen, amen, amen. Who is he sleeping with? Which money did he steal? I'm talking real stuff in church here today. It allows you to put yourself under proper authority and watchful eyes of spiritual leaders over your life. Yeah. You don't hear this message in other churches. I don't care what they preach in other churches. We are not here to please the kingdom of man. We are here to establish the kingdom of God. Amen. When God is happy, I'm happy. Amen. Because you and I are going to stand in account in front of God one day and say and tell him, you've led people astray from preaching good sermons to tickle people's ears. I don't like good sermons. I want good, great sermons that will transform you. Right sermons, that's what I'm saying. Good is not right. Hallelujah. And we know they're living in sin. Nobody is calling it out. We keep going. We keep going to churches, knowing that the leaders in the church are not living in right authority. Ingrained habits of sin I spoke about when we started this series. Authority is what? Right or your permission or responsibility. In other words, it's the right to use your power when you submit it under God. The reason why many of us don't like to submit under authority is because we have been suspicious of authority. Isn't that true? Or am I talking to myself? Do you know why? Because we have been what? Abused by people. You sitting in this room today may have been abused by somebody or got offended by somebody, by a pastor, or by somebody that you looked up to as a spiritual father until something happened and you go, I don't want to submit under that anymore. And that's the reason why we don't submit. Because of that. We don't trust anybody anymore because pastors that we looked up to and respected have abused us, and so we are suspicious. So we are lacking legitimate authority, and that's where God still wants you to be, but you don't want to be. But I want you to understand this today, that whatever it is that you've come from, wherever it is that you come from, I don't know what church you came from, what problem you faced there, get it right and then submit properly under proper authority. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm talking to kingdom-minded people this morning. Submit yourself under the authority of those who will speak into your life so that there is accountability, transparency in your life. I have spiritual fathers who speak into my life. And if they say step down because you're living in sin, I will step down. Because here you preach what? The words of life. Out of the abundance of the heart comes what? Words of life. You want to serve in the ministry, then walk in integrity and principle. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'll just close with this. Matthew chapter 22, Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 to 23 says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name, drive out demons? And in your name, perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me. Hallelujah. Church, this is important for us. Because you are anointed doesn't mean you are legal. David said about Saul, he is God's anointed one. But Saul was living in sin and out of God's will. But God says, that's fine. I'm not with him anymore. Dave, I'm with you. You're the man after my own heart. Why? Because you walk in that principle. You submit under my authority. Saul always disobeys. Remember last week I talked about Saul. God says, go and slaughter everything. I don't want you to get any animals or look after any everything. Wipe it all out. Saul looked around and saw some great looking sheep and said, oh, you know what? I'm going to keep some of these to worship God with it. And it sounded really good. Worship God with it. People say, yeah, that sounds good. But is it right? God never told him to keep anything. Watch what we do in ministry these days, my friends. Saying something good and doing something good doesn't mean it's right. Hallelujah. I'm done. I've released. I pray that this must be our motto from life, for life as kingdom people. You've had messages come from here. I don't want to, I really don't want to be preaching good messages. I want to preach messages to transform people, but coming with the principles. Because I understand that. And when I understand that, I want to place myself in the right place so that the power of God can operate properly in my gifting. in my calling. Amen. Same as you. Same as you. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads and I'll pray. Father, we thank you. Can I have the music team up? Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we understand authority. When we speak, we know that you are speaking. We represent you. Father, we thank you for every discipline that we have learned in this church. We have heard your word, but Father, we thank you that hearing the word and understanding the word does not bring discipline until we apply it. And Father, I thank you, God, for the people in this church. Every man, woman, and children, Father, that are sitting in this room today. Holy Spirit, I pray that your Spirit, Lord, is right now igniting something inside their hearts, oh God. I pray that this word today, this message will sit inside the subconscious mind, the place you call our hearts, Father. That, Father, whenever we walk, we'll understand that whatever that comes out of us, oh God, will come out words of life that truly comes from your principles and from your word. But first, God, help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to place ourselves in the place of discipline. Lord, the discipline of obedience and submission, the discipline of meditation, prayer, studying the word. These are all disciplines that you've already given us, oh God. And for us to grow and bear much fruit, Father, we have to be in that place. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking. I pray for each and every person here, Father, that whatever that is in his heart and their heart, God, you are actually working on it right now. That there is no offense. There is nobody is offended, Father. Nobody is angry. Nobody is mad. Everybody is glad. I pray that we're glad and excited and joyful because we've received something that will truly transform our lives from this day forth, Father. I thank you that every person sitting in this room will never walk out the same as they walked in today. Holy Spirit, I pray, only you can change the hearts of men. All I can do is bring your word. And Father, your word is everlasting to everlasting. Your word never comes back to you void. And so your word will accomplish everything that we have sent it to do today. God, let it do its work in the lives of your people today. Father, I thank you for truly kingdom-minded people that walk in repentance, Father. Understanding repentance is not just saying sorry, God, but transforming their mind to understand the kingdom of God operates differently from this world, oh God. Father, we thank you for your wonderful presence. We thank you for your word. We worship you and we honor you and we glorify your name. Lord, we pray this prayer in no other name but the mighty and the wonderful name and the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And everybody said, Amen. Hallelujah.